Handle on the News.
Handle on the News!
And now, here's Bill Handle.
Timing is everything. Good morning, everybody. Bill Handle here on a Wednesday morning, October the 2. The tooth? It's October the tooth.
October the tooth?
Yeah, it's like this.
Oh, 20, that's what you're doing with 20. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, you know, the 2nd, the 4th, the 5th.
Yes, but then we already
the 20. Not the tooth, you're right.
We have a way of saying it already.
Yeah, I know.
That follows the convention.
Yeah,
it's called like 20th.
Yeah, it's like the
one. You take the number and you put
No, I understand, but it's like the onced.
But the onced isn't a thing.
It should be.
Well, that is a different discussion
because
you may be right.
Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
Jennifer, good morning.
Wow, a heck of a way to start the show. Love it.
Didn't even rip into anybody this morning. Noticed?
No, it was lovely.
I'll start.
You feeling okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. You want the credit for not ripping
yeah.
into people
and then I'm gonna
while reserving the right to rip into people.
Right. And Alex, good morning.
Morning.
And there's Tyler. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
We were talking about cryptocurrency this morning, Tyler and I, and we, Tyler and me. And we, is it me or I? I think it's me.
Tyler and I.
Yeah. I don't think it's Tyler and I think it's Tyler and me. No, Tyler and I were talking.
Yeah, it is. Because you would say I was talking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, in my old age, since I got out of high school, I had a grammar teacher, Mr. Matheson at Birmingham High, who was notorious. And I took a grammar course. He had a full semester of just grammar. And I'll never forget walking into his classroom and he had written on the board his name. Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. Matheson, and grandma, our first love. And boy, did we rip into grandma. He was amazing. He was absolutely, he died in a car crash, unfortunately.
Oh.
And he never raised his voice, but nobody, and I mean nobody, talked in his classroom. He just would look at you. He had complete, total control of his classroom. An extraordinary teacher. Extraordinary. Anyway, so much for that. And I think, I don't know, there was a drunk driver involved. I don't know if he was a passenger in the car where the driver was drunk or the other car the driver was drunk or he was drunk and driving. I have no idea. Okay, enough of that. Fair enough. Yeah, an anecdote or two as we start the show. Let's do it. Handle on the News, Jennifer Jones-Lee, Wayne Resnick, and me. Lead story.
I love L.A.
Dodgers did it. Woo! They did it in game three. It's now 2-1 against the Braves. And Wayne, I mean, are they, can you imagine if they come back?
This has been their pattern. This is, again, I keep reiterating it ad nauseum, but they did this against the Braves last time, came from behind. They have a history of coming from behind. They also have a history in the postseason of winning do-or-die games.
Yeah, the comeback kids.
So I would say, honestly, what's happening right now is kind of fitting a pattern. Jen, you're a big Dodgers fan. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, Scott's a Braves fan, and so last night he called me after the game, and he goes, "Here we go again." Even the Braves fans know this is what the Dodgers do. They were kind of planning on
it. You know what? Let's do sports talk this entire hour. 800-520-1534. What do you think of the Dodgers?
Just because you're all into football now.
What do we think? We think there's a really excellent chance they're going to the World Series. I think that's what we...
No, I don't think there's an excellent chance because they have to sweep. But it's...
Well, I don't know the difference in field advantage in this matchup because this is going to end back in Atlanta. So I just don't know the degree of handicap the Dodgers face away from home. Yeah. Although, based on their history, it shouldn't be an issue.
I have always felt bad for the teams who win championships, the World Series, the Super Bowl, et cetera, in the other team's stadium. It's crickets.
Yeah.
It's just crickets. Versus... I mean, the entire town exploding where not only you can hear the stadium, but the city is in an uproar other than just Crickets.
But there was something really sweet about the Dodgers winning over the Giants at the Giants.
Yeah, a lot of bird
that
flipping.
That was good.
See, that's more of a fan thing.
Yeah.
Maybe than a player thing. The fans are like, ha-ha, suckers, we took you out on your home turf. I also am positive any player would say, I would prefer to win away.
Seriously?
Than not win.
Oh, yeah, of course. Than not win.
Of course, yeah.
You know, you've heard
players. I don't think they're bummed. When they win a division series, a championship, a World Series away, I don't think any of them feel any like,
No. But it is so much more special to win at home.
Yes.
Because your crowd is there. And I've seen interviews with ball players saying when they were playing in an empty stadium, it is not the same.
Oh, yeah.
Playing football. It's like a pickup game.
Right. Where like you're in the park and nobody's really paying attention at that point. One last thing, Jen, just be ready. Keep your ringer on because I did hear a rumor Dave Roberts is going to call you later to come out and start in place of Urias.
Really? Yeah. You heard that? Okay. Yeah. All right.
That's a joke about Dave Roberts, what he's been doing with the pitching.
Exactly. I got my white glasses ready. I'm ready. All right. Governor Newsom has expanded the drought emergency proclamation, and now it does include all SoCal counties, so this is statewide now. People are being asked to conserve even more water because they're afraid that we're going to see a third dry year. That looks like what we're getting ready for. In fact, this was Dave Pettijohn from LADWP. He told KTLA they're actually expecting that.
In 2022, though, if the rainy season is dry, we're going to have to step up a lot more conservation efforts and enforcement efforts.
I heard that enforcement efforts and went, what does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what it is coming up at 7 o'clock. I'm doing an entire segment on this.
Okay.
And we're going to do a deep dive.
Good tease.
This is a quickie. A plane crashed at one of those more private airports, the Houston Executive Airport, which is outside of Houston. Everybody on board got out of there safe.
Did you see the video? Or photos of the plane?
It went around the fence.
The fuselage is gone. It has burnt to a crisp. The only thing that's left, and I don't even know if the cockpit was survived the flames, but the only thing that I saw surviving was the tail section. And it's an old plane because it was the two engines in the back of the plane. So it was no youngster in the world of planes, but everybody got out, which is a miracle.
All right, Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, according to the CDC, is 93% effective at preventing hospitalizations in kids ages 12 to 18. That's the news that came out yesterday, but right before the show started, guys, kids age 5 to 11 will soon be able to get the COVID-19 vaccine. This is the Pfizer shot. They say that it's expected to get authorization within the next matter of weeks, and the White House today already has a plan that it said it's going to come out with where kids could not only get the shot at their pediatrician's office or local pharmacy, but potentially get their shots at school.
Yeah, but this is weird. When you look at the study, it's 464 kids. Well, they were part of the study, and the final analysis were 179 case patients, 285 controls, which means, placebo people. And usually it's 30,000 to 40,000 people that test. Now, to be fair, the 30,000 to 40,000 is across all demographics, and this is just this very small. But it sure seems like a small number to me. But it could be that the testing has reached such levels of sophistication that this pulls it off. You know, a lot of people when Nielsen does its television, its television ratings nationwide is 1,200 homes.
Yeah.
I mean, for the entire country, 300 million people, we look at 1,200 homes. And that is within the margin of 3% up and down. All right, go figure. I'm not a statistician, although I do play one on radio.
Oh,
there you are. All right, we'll take a break, come back, and how about some more Handle in the News? In the meantime, Jennifer Jones-Lee, and when we come back, a chance to win some bucks. Right here, KFI AM 640.
Crying loud all the way.
Handle Morning Crew on a Wednesday, October 20th, Halloween coming up. And, of course, I've got to, when do I do my annual joke?
Oh, no, no. You mean your segment?
No, I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Necrophilia, the victimless crime, because it's basically a crime now every place. It is. It's a victimless crime when you think about it, and I'll explain that. Maybe I'll do that segment this year. Haven't done it in years. Alex just, did the motion.
I guess that
across.
Won't be happening. But you have a joke?
Every year, I go to a costume party with Marjorie. She wears a bathing suit and goes as a roadmap. Because...
Wow,
dude.
She has a varicose vein issue.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
You know what, man? When you get home today, you're going to think somebody cranked up the air conditioning, but that's not why it's going to be cold in the house.
All right, let's move on. More Handle on the News. And before we do, some real money is at stake.
KFI has your chance to win $1,000.
Text the nationwide keyword
GREEN, G-R-E-E-N,
to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info.
Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
That's GREEN to 200-200.
And if you do win, you'll get a call from a number you do not recognize, and you have to make sure you pick it up. Otherwise, you haven't won. And we do this every day, 20 minutes after the hour, 5:20 a.m. to 7:20 p.m. 14 chances to win. So if you didn't do it this time, hang on next hour, and there's your next chance. All right, back we go. More Handle on the News, Jennifer, Wayne, and me.
What are you, yellow? Well, in this case, it's good, and it's California. California is the only state that has improved to the yellow moderate COVID-19 transmission tier.
And it's interesting because there are states that have a better vaccination rate than we do. I think Massachusetts and a couple of other states.
New Hampshire, I believe.
I think so. But I don't know how they do with social distancing and mask wearing. L.A. County, the mask wearing is fanatic. Orange County, not. So I'm assuming the conservative counties, no one pays attention, where the more liberal counties, and Los Angeles and Orange County is fair to say, red versus blue, although...
Orange County's become purple.
But we're doing a pretty good job. So right now we have the lowest rate of COVID.
And there are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's only 7 states that are in the orange tier.
Right.
Two of them actually surprising to me. Louisiana and Mississippi.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
And that the rest of the country is still in red, high transmission level.
City workers in L.A. now have 2 more months to comply with the city's COVID-19 vaccination requirement. So the administrative officer had proposed giving workers until December 18th to show proof of vaccination. But here's the deal. Unvaccinated employees would have to be tested twice a week until then, and they would get $65 per test taken from their paychecks.
Twice a week. That may do it. Yeah, that may do it.
And even if you're an employee who's asking for an exemption, you also would be required to take 2 tests per week at that $65 a test cost.
So asking for, but now I can't imagine a medical exemption you'd be forced to take the test. Maybe you would.
Until it's granted.
Yeah, until the medical exemption is granted. And then but it doesn't matter. There would be so few legitimate ones that herd immunity would kick in.
Well, let's see what happens with the labor groups.
Oh,
do.
Yeah.
Now, the city said this is the last best final offer on this issue. Don't even bother.
Yeah.
But let's see what they come back with.
Yeah.
Or here come the lawsuits.
I'm still waiting for the pilots union. I'm still waiting for the cops in Chicago. The military, the vaccination rate's like 50% in the military.
Yeah. It's interesting that what do a lot of these organizations have in common? Police, fire, military. They're normally organizations of stratified command and order and discipline. And yet when it comes to this order, if you will,
right.
There's kind of mass rebellion.
Maybe
about
it's
it.
Their way of acting out because they can't. I don't know. I mean, how many soldiers that you know or police officers that you know where they argue their superiors are a bunch of cretins and morons?
That's true. All right. Dennis Prager, radio host, and I guess according to this, he's a YouTube personality.
Oh,
he
huge.
Is kind of. He is, I know.
Yeah.
He got what he wanted. He got COVID.
Yes.
He is broadcasting from home. He contracted COVID, and he says that he wanted to get COVID, and that in order to get COVID, he constantly was hugging people and taking photos with people, knowing he was exposing himself. Why would he do this? Is he a crazy person?
Yeah.
Well, he has an explanation. He thinks the natural immunity that you get from having COVID is better than a vaccine. So I suppose he's trying to make the case that he is even more science than you.
And it could be. We know that antibodies are formed when someone has COVID and survives. There's no question. From what I understand, that if that happened to you and you are vaccinated, your antibodies are through the roof. I mean, just extraordinary. And it's just the risk. Okay, I will go ahead and I will get COVID for the antibodies. Mm-hmm. But people die of COVID. There have been 725,000 deaths of COVID since the pandemic started. I mean, that's fairly risky.
That approach to getting immunity is riskier.
Much riskier.
Than taking the vaccine.
But then there's the politics of it, too. And then asking, is he crazy? Yeah, look what he is doing as an alternative. And that is taking supplements and hydroxychloroquine, which we know doesn't work.
According to this article, he's been taking hydroxychloroquine for the last year and a half.
Mm. And he's a smart guy. I mean, don't misunderstand. Dennis Prager is a super smart guy. He was when I was at KBC for exactly 3 seconds back in the late 80s. He was there, you know, through the years. I mean, he is a bright, bright guy, to say the least. And I wanted to debate him, but he never would. But then he wouldn't debate God because he knows he would wipe God out in a debate. Dennis has an ego, but he is really smart. And he is the darling of one of the darlings of the right wing, but the intellectual side of it. He's known as an intellectual fundamentalist right winger. Okay. Also an Orthodox Jew, by the way.
Oh, he's fully Orthodox?
Fully Orthodox, yeah. Yeah.
So you will not be sharing your ham and cheese.
I don't think so. I do not think so. Let's take a break. We'll come back. This is KFI, and let's check in with Jennifer. Back we go. Or back we are. Bill Handel and the morning crew, as we continue with Handel on the News, Jennifer Jones Lee, Wayne, and me.
CNN's John King revealed he has multiple sclerosis. It was during a discussion of vaccine mandates, and he said, hey, I'm going to share the secret that I've never done before. I'm immunocompromised. I have multiple sclerosis, so I'm grateful you're all vaccinated.
Wow. I mean, that is a revelation. I love John King. I think he's the best thing on CNN and one of the best things on any network television, mm-hmm. particularly in terms of his politics and the magic wall. That big, huge television screen in which he breaks down during votes, counties, cities. I mean, it's extraordinary, his knowledge of just the political landscape. I mean, to the city across the United States, to the neighborhoods across the United States. He's really extraordinary.
All right. You love John King, but.
Yeah, I do.
Is he equal to or does he pale in comparison to your favorite Lester Holt?
Different.
Oh, different.
Yeah, different. Oh. Lester Holt looks at the camera and reads off a teleprompter. My name is Lester Holt.
Wait, this sounds like you're ragging on the guy. Lester Holt.
I'm not arguing. I think he does the best job of doing that.
Oh, okay.
And it turns out when you become an anchor of a major news network, that's what you do. I mean, occasionally he'll go out in the field, and he's a good reporter, but he is not superlative the way John King is what he does.
Jen, I stole your story.
That's all right.
I am so sorry. Do you want to steal this story?
No, that's all right. I have to say, I have I have great respect for John King because he was covering, I think it was John McCain in Reading. And my mother apparently went up to John King and was like, hi, John King. It's nice to meet you. My daughter's in the business too. Her name is Jenny. Like, what was he supposed to say? Oh, I know. We go way back.
Just send my regards to Jenny. I mean, there are people who came to me. Hey, I saw you in an event 25 years ago. I go, I remember you.
Oh, my God. Do you really?
No, that was 30,000 people ago.
No, I meant, is that what you say?
Yeah, of course that's what I say.
Oh, handle.
Hey, we're getting closer to being able to put pig organs in humans. Now, you have a pig valve.
Yeah, yeah.
I do.
But that's not really an organ.
No, it is. So, it's from the valve, but it's cartilage. It's not live tissue.
Yeah. And so, of course, the problem right now is pigs have a certain sugar component in their cells that is foreign to the human body. So you try to take a pig kidney and put it in a human, immediately rejected. They are gene editing pigs to remove that sugar. And they had a little demonstration of the concept where they hooked up a pig kidney to a person for a short period of time, and it did start to function.
Wow.
If this does pan out, this is a sea change. You will not see lists of people waiting for organs and dying waiting for organs.
No, you'll just see piles and piles of
dead
pigs.
Yeah. But then here's what's just this was fascinating. So when I had my heart valve, I'm talking to the surgeon, and I didn't know it takes three pigs to make one valve.
Yeah.
Because they use the largest flap and create it. And I said, so where do these pigs come from? He said, we have no idea. It's just some pig company that's proprietary and they keep it secret. And and remember they tried the primate, the baboons. The transfer, and of course that didn't work. And just a real quick story. So one of the surgeons, and all the surgeons who in surgery usually have music going on in the background, and they choose whatever music is, country music, classical music. So there was one surgeon that I had met, and he was one of the surgeons that was on the baboon team. And when he did heart surgery, he would have this show on in the background. Ooh. Now, I said, you know, it's not exactly soothing to have the morning show on. I mean, obviously, I'm flattered, but come on.
Well, the patient is not hearing it.
That's true, but the surgeon is. Yeah, well, the patient.
And the surgeon wants to hear it, so maybe it's soothing to him. You don't know what soothes some people.
Soothes some people.
Have you ever
the
found
violent beast, or what is
soothing?
That phrase?
Savage beast. But there's a debate whether the phrase is music soothes the savage beast, or is it music soothes the savage breast?
Huh.
There's some non-Handle history.
Jennifer, you were going to say before we take a break?
I just said, has Handle ever soothed anything?
Of course not.
You don't know if right now there's some nice person and they get up in the morning and they make their chamomile tea.
And they're being soothed.
Their soft, fluffy bathrobe.
That's true.
And they get in their comfortable chair.
That's true.
And they put their feet up on a artisan-crafted ottoman, hand-painted design, and they sip their chamomile tea, they listen to you, and they zen.
That's probably true. So as a matter of fact, for you folks who do that, why don't we take a break? And go to Jennifer. Jennifer, would you like to share some news with us, please? And good morning, Bill Handle, Morning Crew, on October 20th, as we finish up Handle on the News with Jennifer Wayne and me.
Oh, guys, I want your take on this story. So the court in Georgia that is trying the alleged murderers of Ahmaud Arbery, the guy who was out jogging and they said they were making a citizen's arrest and then chased him down and shot him. The jurors in this case were given access to Ahmaud Arbery's mental health history.
Yeah,
how big of a deal is that?
Right. It is a big deal, except that it's an easy fix. Those jurors just don't sit on the jury. These are prospective jurors.
You toss them out right at the beginning and that's it.
Absolutely. Anybody who had access, gone. And then basically you start all over again.
Yeah, you have to trust them
to
admit truthfully that they read those motions that lay out all of this evidence that they're not supposed to
know. You know, voir dire is French, a French term, and I forgot what it actually means. I forgot. You know, I used to know that yesterday. Go figure. Now, juror is a Latin term which is translated from the word liar. Let's just move on. I have to look at that, what voir dire means. Yesterday, it just slips my mind here.
Let's see.
Confessed Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz will plead guilty to 17 counts of first-degree murder, 17 counts of attempted first-degree murder, sending his case immediately to the penalty phase. This is a straight-up plea. There's no deal.
Right.
There's no promises.
He's just...
The prosecutors say, we're still going for the death penalty.
And he's hoping that he doesn't get the death sentence.
That's his only hope, because there's no way he's not getting convicted of this shooting, given the evidence, including tons of people saw him and knew who he was and saw him do it, and also he confessed that he did it under circumstances you can't get that. They would never be able to get his confession.
Why wouldn't he go through a protracted trial, knowing he's going to lose, just to while away the time? I mean, I would. If I'm going to be in prison for the rest of my life, I don't mind taking a few. Well, that's not fun, because you're transported to the holding cell and all that. So that's not comfortable.
No. And also, this is one of those cases where I say his defense attorney is being honorable, if you will, about the thing, and probably told him flat out, you will be convicted. Yeah. We need to put all of our focus on trying to spare you the death penalty.
Right.
And he, I guess, heard the message.
I guess so. Oh, here's another case. Conviction.
Voir dire means to see, to speak.
Okay.
In French.
I knew that.
There you go. All right. So they're calling this woman a nurse who liked to kill people. There's a nurse in Texas who was convicted of capital murder in the deaths of four patients who died after she injected them with air following their heart surgeries. So they go through heart surgery. At the end of it, while they're recovering, he would go around and inject them with air, which can cause brain injury and death.
Which did. I mean, four of them died.
Yep.
And I remember this case. A quick point here is that this was 2017 and 2018, and look how long it took to come to trial, which these cases, these very high-profile cases, can take 2 to 3 years to even come to trial.
Oh, easily, yeah. Oh, man, there is a controversy in Oklahoma. A woman was convicted of manslaughter. She had a miscarriage, and she had been using methamphetamine.
Mm.
And so they charged her with manslaughter. Basically, you caused your baby to die by using meth. There's a couple of issues. One is, she is an indigenous person. So there's the taint of, would you do this to a white woman from the suburbs of Tulsa? But also that when they did the autopsy, they found there was a congenital abnormality, and also there was placental abruption.
Right.
What is that? The thing like
I think it separates.
Off,
I think it separates out. Yeah.
So how can you even be sure her methamphetamine use
and
caused?
There's one other issue.
Not that I'm.
When
that,
it happened, the fetus wasn't viable.
It was early enough in the pregnancy before
there
viability.
Could have been. There are a lot of them. She's. This is going to be overturned. I'll tell you right now. All right. I think one more.
Can we end on number 16?
Sure, because you love doing it. Oh, yeah.
I love my grandparents.
These are one of these feel-good stuff. Yeah, fine. All right.
If you want to move to Greensburg, Indiana, not only will you get a $5,000 moving expense, you'll get a one-year membership to the YMCA, gift cards to farmers markets throughout the year, playhouses, blah, 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 and you also get a grandparent on demand.
Yeah. I'm just curious, when I was reading this story, what do you think the Y in Greensburg, Indiana is like?
What the YMCA is like?
Yeah.
It's filled with lovely people who just moved there and their grandparent on demand.
I think it's funny that you said it, but it's probably like every other YMCA because they're highly standardized.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because it's been 8 billion years since I've been to one. Hey, by the way, grandparent on demand, what does that mean?
That means there are elderly folk there
who will be grandparents.
If you want a, quote, grandparent that you could, I guess, get with them, and they will, I don't put out a dish of hard candies on the coffee table. Knit you a tea cozy.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
Harangue you for why you don't have kids yet.
Right, exactly.
Whatever you want to.
Local Playhouse, tickets to that.
Tickets to the local Playhouse.
Farmer's Market.
I'm sure those plays are phenomenal.
It's all our town and carousel.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Would
that's fine. I mean, that's cute.
They're not doing Buried Child by Sam Shepard in Greensburg, Indiana.
They are not. And what are the chances of any of us going to Greensboro for grandparents, for free grandparents? Okay, let's get out of here. We're done. We did this in the news, and some stories. Says, if you've been around in California long enough, you know exactly what the governor is going to be asking us to go through again. And that's a statewide drought emergency has been declared. And what happens? This is KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.